no. It was one of those tough decisions. Maybe we should have pulled him there, but his sixth inning looked like one of his best innings out there. He was still in the 80s pitch count wise, so we gave him a chance and felt like he kind of run into some bad luck those first couple batters in the seventh. So we gave him a chance to get out of it, and he just missed some spots there. You know, the one to tie it up was it was an 0-2 that was way too fat of a 0-2 pitch. That was a pitch to hit, and the kid took advantage of it. And then after that, Jared, who's been a reliable kid for us in the past, a control pitcher, wasn't hitting his spots either, and they took advantage of that too. So, you know, as disappointing as it is to have a lead and lose it, we didn't beat ourselves there. We threw strikes. They had to come out and take advantage of, you know, even though, like I said, we missed some spots, we still put the pressure on their kids to swing the bat, hit the ball, and hit it into the gap. And so
and they hit it.
Yeah, no, they did. They took advantage. They did what they're supposed to do. You know, I'd love for us to hit our spots there and get out of that. But we didn't beat ourselves is the big thing. And that's, you know, that's a battle we've been fighting all year long. We made the other team beat us, and that's you can't get too upset over that. You know what I mean? You said it, Matty Bush pitched a heck of a game and just kind of ran out of gas there. Like I said, he missed some spots there at the end. And if you talk to him right now, you know, he wishes he had those pitches back. But
well, so is Crow. He gives up two runs.
Yeah, without a doubt, yeah. Both those guys, there's pitches they want back. But tip your hat to Matt. He pitched a heck of a game and should have come out with a win. You know, we had some opportunities to score some runs for him and make that a moot point. And same thing with Nick in the first game. He pitched one heck of a game and ended up with a win for us. So,
well, early in the first game, or the second game here, you know, dropping pop-ups or not catching pop-ups, that hurt us. You know, we could have maybe got a bigger lead. And then, you know, we had the base running mistake in the sixth inning there. You know,
yeah, that wasn't a base running mistake. That was a coaching mistake.
Okay, if you want.
I was wheeling Parker around and then tried to hold him up too late. That was on me. That was trying to be aggressive. Their left fielder played the ball very aggressively and came up with a good play and a good throw. So we were running the bases aggressively, and they caught me being too aggressive. And that's on me, but it's not anything that I'm upset about. Those are instances where we can be aggressive and make them pick the ball up, make a good throw, and they did that. And then they executed a very good rundown play. Parker did a heck of a job base running and staying in that as long as he could and trying to make him make a mistake.
He almost got back.
Yeah, that's not a mistake on Parker. That's more me than him. So don't call that one a base running mistake. That's a coaching mistake. The early mistakes we made, you're right, we had a miscommunication over at first. Even the drop pop-up, that's not Matt's ball. That should be either the third baseman or the shortstop coming in. And so not communicating, not taking charge on that one. That stuff we fought all year. But those are things that can be cleared up quickly too.
All right, so tomorrow back to the drawing board. You know, you take the positives, right? You guys hit the ball very well in the first game. You know, Nick did what Nick has done for you for 3 years, right?
Nick is Nick's a guy that has had his struggles with us. He's a good pitcher, but he came out and did what we've expected him to do for 3 years. He came out with velocity, hit his spots. You know, he had that little forearm thing at the beginning of the year that slowed him down this year, and it's good to see him fully recover for it and pitch like he can. You know, I think the important thing for him is he put some video together where he might get some offers that he should be getting because of that one game. That's the game that we've wanted to see him pitch for a while, and he's pitched some really good games for us, but I thought he was excellent in that game. You can't say enough about the game Nick pitched there.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I don't even like to say back to the drawing board. I thought there's a lot of stuff to build off of today. We played well, made them beat us. Yeah, you want that second one back, but we're in good shape. We'll come back tomorrow and bounce back. The guys will be up. We have a good chance to get to tomorrow.
All right, see you tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Jack. I appreciate you doing this, playing through the pain too, buddy.
Well, there's a lot of pain to go around, isn't there?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see you in the morning.
Yep.
Okay, Mike Paco, the coach of the Bay Colorado.